KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time now for a look at the news for a Monday, 4th day of June for 2018. Well, tomorrow is Election Day. Those who are registered to vote by mail, remember now you have until 8 o'clock tomorrow to drop your ballots off at polling places or the elections office in your respective county. Ballots that are postmarked on or before tomorrow will be counted if turned in within 3 business days after the election. That means if you get it postmarked today or tomorrow, it's dropped in the mail, it will be counted. After tomorrow, you're out of luck. Large majority of voters in both Amador and Calaveras counties are registered to vote by mail. As of late Friday, the number of ballots returned is growing steadily daily. Also, something new this year, a new state law allows eligible voters who didn't register before the May 21st deadline to still have their votes counted through the conditional voter registration at their respective elections office until 8 p.m. on Tuesday. And remember, join us tomorrow night, 8 p.m., for complete election night coverage for Amador and Calaveras counties. Well, the recent spell of hot weather is bringing out the rattlesnakes. According to the Calaveras Consolidated Fire Protection District, a boy playing barefoot in his backyard of a Valley Springs home last week was bitten on the foot by a rattlesnake and taken to the hospital for treatment. Now, in a news release last month, the State Office of Emergency Services warned people venturing outdoors to be aware of possible rattlesnake encounters. Rattlesnakes do not always make a rattling sound, remember. So someone could be standing right next to a rattlesnake and not even know it. Children need to be carefully supervised outside, especially in wooded and dry areas where snakes tend to live. A few quick tips to prevent a snake bite. Don't walk around barefoot or in flip-flops in areas where you may meet rattlers. When working in the yard, be aware of putting your hands under bushes, brush, under rocks, etc. And remember, too, that children and pets are the most at risk. And a sedan versus food truck rear-end accident slowed traffic at the intersection of Highway 88 and 49 in Martell Friday night. According to the CHP, the incident took place just before 10 o'clock as a sedan failed to stop for a food truck that was turning onto Highway 88 from 49 shortly after the light had turned green. The driver came upon the truck too fast and rear-ended the vehicle. The food truck driver was not injured. However, the driver of the sedan sustained head injuries when his head struck the windshield. The driver of the sedan refused treatment at the scene. The incident is under investigation. And a Mylar balloon touched off a small fire in Jackson Friday night. According to reports, the balloon, part of a graduation celebration at Mel's in Jackson, was placed a bit too close to a lit tiki torch. The torch ignited the balloon, which flew off towards the creek, dropping hot bits of Mylar, igniting the dry grass along the banks. Jackson fire crews were able to stop the burn at just a 40 by 50 foot spot. However, both the Jackson Fire Department and PG&E warn of the harm Mylar balloons can cause. In addition to a potential fire threat, a loose Mylar balloon in a power line can cause an outage and extensive damage. When celebrating with Mylar balloons, always, always be aware of any open flame and make sure the balloons are secured by weights and are tied tightly. Well, a missing Arnold woman, Hazel Klein, was located safe in Tuolumne County on Friday. The CHP received a 911 call from a subject driving on Highway 108 and Knights Foundry Road area. The caller reported seeing the white Volvo that Klein was last spotted driving on Thursday night. Now, the CHP dispatched an officer to the area who located and stopped the vehicle near Rushing Hill Lookout in Tuolumne County. Klein was driving the vehicle. She was in good condition. She has since been reunited with her family. And Calaveras High School has announced that the 2018 graduation commencement ceremonies will be taking place this Thursday at 7:30. A total of 196 graduates are set to walk across the stage and receive their diplomas. As part of the ceremony, Calaveras High will recognize a record number of 21 valedictorians who will be graduating with over a 4.0 GPA. Special recognition will also be given to the foreign exchange students and to students who took part in the Calaveras Civic Engagement Program while in high school. The graduation ceremony will be located again on Frank Meyer Field, and this year, as always, entry to the graduation by ticket only. There's also special handicapped seating and parking available. For details, give Calaveras High a call. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting.